Today's daf is Menachos daf Kuf Beis. We are holding right at the very bottom of Kuf Aleph and Beis. We're sort of in the middle of a conversation here in the Gemara. The conversation goes back to a statement made at the very bottom of daf Kuf Aleph and Aleph, where Rabbi Oshia said that if you're pigel b'mincha l'Rabbi Shimon, eino metame. That according to Rabbi Shimon, if a person is mefagel korban mincha, that korban is not going to have tumas ochlin. And the svara was that anything that's not roilach, anything that's also b'hanah, that you, not only is not roi for you to eat, but it's not roi to be machil acherim either, is not considered a food. So it's not going to be metame tumas ochlin. So we said that according to Rabbi Shimon, as long as something had a shasa kosher, it will be able to be mitami tumas ochlin. Rabbi Shimon holds kala omid li something is ki something, right? Whatever the li and ki are, so anything that could have and should have had a shasa kosher is going to be mitami tumas ochlin. That's where the Gemara had it. Anything that could have, let's say you could have done zrika, you didn't, so therefore it became pasul bulina overnight. But you could have done a zrika. That's considered that it had a shasa kosher, even though you didn't do the zrika, and therefore the food is mitame. The carbon is metame, the basar carbon is metame tumas ochlin. That was Rabbi Shimon's shita, and the way the Gemara had left it off was we were only going to say that the kala omed le is ki in terms of being metame tumas ochlin when the thing that wasn't done but could have been done also should have been done, like zrika. Zrika is something that you are supposed to do. So says the Gemara, bottom line of daf kuf alfan beis v'hapigel bein b'kachi kachim bein b'kachim kalim mitzvah l'mizruke. When you were mefagel a korban, so there was a mitzvah to be zorik. It's not only something you could have done; you should have done a zrika with proper machshavos, without a machshava chutzal zman. You should have done a zrika properly. V'ibay zorik, and you could have done it properly. V'katani and yet. So therefore, what should we say? So we say, since you could have done it properly and you should have done it properly, it had a shasa kosher, because kolomi dizro kizarek dami, and therefore it should be metame tumas ochlin. Yet v'katani te'ena metame tumas ochlin. Yet it says that it's not metame tumas ochlin. So my love, the pigel bezrika, aren't we talking about a case where you did a proper shechita, everything was in line, and then you had a machshavas pigel during the zrika? So shouldn't we say that since before the zrika, it was omed for a proper zrika, and there was a mitzvah to do a proper zrika, so therefore it should be metame tumas ochlin? So says the Gemara, lo, de pigel b'shchita. The case that we're talking about is it never had a shasa kosher because you were mefagel at the shchita. You already had a machshav chutzal zman at the shchita. So there never was omed l'zrika. There never was a moment where it was even omed to have a shasa kosher. You were mefagel b'shchita. So aval pigel b'zrika mai, what would be the din if you were mefagel b'zrika? Hachinami de metami tumas ochlin. If you had a machshev is pigled by the zrika, then ain't hachinami, it would be metami tumas ochlin. So frak the Gemara, but if that's the case, then when the Mishnah needs to come up with a case that it's metami tumas ochlin, so what does it do? Adetani pigel b'mincha metami tumas ochlin, liflog b'dida. Ba'medvar ma'amum de pigel b'shchita, aval pigel b'zrika metami tumas ochlin. When the Mishnah wants to come up with a case where it is metami tumas ochlin, why does it jump to a case of being mefagel on a mincha? It should have stuck with the case that we were dealing with kachikachim, kachim kalim, with being mefagel on a zevach, and made the chilik within being mefagel on a zevach. That when do we say that being mefagel on a zevach is not mitami to mesochlin? That's when you're mefagel b'shchita, where it was never even omeid for a shasa kosher, but pigel b'zrika, where it was at least omeid for a shasa kosher, then it is mitami to mesochlin. That's what it should have said. Why bring in the case of mincha? So says Mar, we don't bring in the case of mincha because that's the only case where it's true that it's metame tumas ochlin. Bring in the case of mincha because that's where there's the greatest chiddush. Pigel b'mincha it's strichalei. Now we dafka want to mention the case of pigel b'mincha. The afal gav the pigel b'kmitza the kometz b'mincha kishchita dami. Because unlike by a zevach where if you're mefagel in the shchita it's not metame tumas ochlin, by kmitza if you're mefagel in the avoda that's the equivalent of the shchita, what's the equivalent of shchita by a mincha? The kmitza. So I would have thought, so it's just like being mefagel in the shchita, it shouldn't be metame tumas ochlin. Now it comes along the chiddush, afilu hachi metame tumas ochlin hol v'haisa l'shasa kosher meikaro, it's still metame tumas ochlin, since by a mincha when you're mefagel b'kmitza it had a shasa kosher before the kmitza. By a zevach if you're mefagel by the shchita, it didn't have a shasa kosher before the shchita. It was a live animal before the shchita. Tosos says says that this Tosfos is bothered over here. The Gemara says, so that would have been the Havamin, that Kmitza and Shechita are equivalent, and therefore even by Karba Mincha, it would not be Mitam Mitam Masochlin. Tosfos says, Temahu Shechoshiv Chiddush Hadalo Chashvinu Leke Shechita Lintam Masochlin. He says, it's unbelievable that that's even a Havamina, that we would equate Kmitza with Shechita to the extent to say that that if you're Mefagil in the Kmitza, that it's considered to not be Mitam Mitam Masochlin, to not have had a Shasa Kosher. Very strange to have such a Havamina. Why is it very strange? Because there's no chiddush to say that if you're mefagel b'mincha, if it's mitami to masochlin, because it has a shas hakosher, it's mitami to masochlin. Because before the kiddush hamincha, it was right. The solus was right lachil. It's flour. You were allowed to eat it. Of course, it has a shas hakosher. By an animal before you shecht it, or before you makt it, before anything, it was before the behemah shecht it b'chayeha ina b'chal roi lachila. When it's alive, it's not roi lachila. So what are we talking about? How can we even have a havamina to compare the two cases? Obviously, flour before the kmitza, before you were makdish it, it was regular flour. It was good. It was nothing wrong with eating it. You can't eat every menachai. You can't eat a behema before the shechita. To even have such a havamin is very difficult. So the achronim work on this. They try to figure out. Rabbi Kiveger in Chiddush Rabbi Kiveger, he writes that maybe pigal b'kmitza, when you're mefagel at the time of kmitza, there's room to say that it's not metamit u'masochlin, because even though before you were mekadesh it, the solas was Roy Lachila, but once it was Niskadesh, so then it no longer had a Shasa Kosher. From the time it was Miskadesh and on, it didn't have a Shasa Kosher. And therefore, you might think that it's considered like a new entity when it's Niskadesh. So once it's Niskadesh, it's a new entity. From that point forward, it never had a Shasa Kosher. In that sense, it's like Pigel B'Shechita. Maybe that's the Hava Amina. That's how Rabbi Kiveger suggests. Now, the Taras HaKodesh and the Karanora raised the question. We said that the Gemara said at the top that Ibai Zarik, that if you wanted, you could have done the Zrika, and nevertheless, not Matami to Masochlin. So they raised the question. Normally, when we say Ibai, that if you could have done this, then it counts as if you did it already, we'll only say that for one step. We're not going to say that for two steps. I mean, we'll say, since you could have been Poda, it's considered that you were Poda it. But the Machshir, the bus of the carbon, it's not enough to say, since if you wanted to have been Zorik, you could have been Zorik the dam. Because to be Matir, bus of a carbon, you have to do more than Zrika. You also have to do Akhtaras Emurim. You also have to burn the Emurim in order to be Maktir, in order to be Machshir, the bus of Bachila. So how can we suggest, since he buy Zorik, so it should already be Mitami to Musochlin, because it should be considered that the bus is Hukshir Bachila, because you could have been Zorik the dam. Zorik, Zrika's dam wouldn't be enough to be Machshir Bachila. You would also need Akhtaras Emurim. That's what the Gemara Maseches Pesachim says, Dafnun Tes, that you might have thought Kohanim are allowed to eat the Chaz V'Shok of a Korban Shlamim before the Akhtaras Emurim. That's why the Pasuk says, V'hikter HaKoyin Esachel of HaMizbecha, and then it says, V'ya Chazal Aron U'Levanav. Only after the Akhtaras Emurim do the parts of the Korban that are eaten become permissible. So the Karan Ora says that the Ikuv of Achila of Akhtaras Emurim is not considered an Ikuv. The fact that you can't eat it before Akhtaras Emurim is not considered a legitimate reason not to eat it, since we know the halacha is, if let's say the Emurim get lost or become Tameh, so what? So you're never allowed to eat it? No, the halacha is if they become lost or become Tameh, you're allowed to eat it right away. So you see that the fact that you haven't done the Akhtaras Emurim isn't really Ma'akiv Da'achila, because it's only Ma'akiv Da'achila when you have the Emurim around. If it becomes lost or becomes Tameh, it shouldn't be Ma'akiv Da'achila. Now the truth is, this whole discussion is all Tali in a very important chakira in the Achronim about eating basar karbon before Haktaras Hemurim. The Brisker Rav writes on Yud Gimel Amar Aleph here in Menachos that based on the Tosfos and Yud Dalid, that the din that you're not allowed to eat the basar before Haktaras Hemurim is just a din in Kedima, that you have to figure out, what do I have to do with this karbon? Haktaras Hemurim has to come earlier on your list than Achilas Basar. It's not that the Haktaras Hemurim is a matir for the Achilas Basar. It's just that you have mitzvahs and you have to do them in a certain order. So Akhtaras Emurim comes before the Achilas Basar. Mimela makes a lot of sense that if the Emurim are lost, so now you got to cross Emurim off the list. They're lost. They became Tameh. So you got to cross them off the list. So you move on to the next thing on the list. But it's not that it's a matir of the Basar Achila, in which case Karen Ora's Kasha doesn't get off the ground. Meaning, what's the Kasha? That you need two things to be matir? No, the Akhtaras Emurim isn't matir. The Zrika is the only thing that's a matir. However, the Brisker Rav is Medayik daik from the Rambam that the Emurim are a matir. He holds it's machlokas rishonim. He's medayik from the Rambam that the Emurim are a matir for the dam. And it's like the zrikas adam that's matir, just like the zrikas matir the basar, the Emurim is also matir the basar. And the raya that he brings, that the Emurim matir the basar, is from a Gemara in Psachma in Zainim Beis, where the Gemara says that Rabbi Yeshua, who holds ein basar ein dam, how does he know that the basar is not mutar b'achila until the zrikas adam? So he says, Kavachomer. How do I know the bus not mutar b'achil until you zork the dam? Because it says Kavachomer from the Emurim. If by the Emurim, when they're not around, you're allowed to eat the basar, when they are around, you're not allowed to eat the basar until you do the job with the Emurim. So the dam, where even if it's not around, you're not allowed to eat the basar, for sure when it is around, before you do this, because the dam, you shouldn't be allowed to eat the basar. That's his Kavachomer. But what's the comparison? How can you compare eating basar before Akhtaras Emurim to eating basar before Zvika's dam? Elamai must be that he holds that the Gemara holds it's a good comparison. That just like the dam is a matir for the basar, so too the Akhtaras Emurim is a matir for the basar. So that's the big raya for the Rambam. Okay, the Achronim try to figure out how to get it, work around that raya, but that's the raya that they bring. Bottom line is the Gemara does make the assumption that you can say ibay zarik, and that should be enough to the fact that you could have been zarik the dam should be enough to consider it that it had a shas hakosha, that it's roi lachila, and therefore metame tumas ochlin. The concept that the Koran Ora raises that you can't say since you could have done this, you can't say it on two things, you can only say it on one thing. So that's very similar to the concept we mentioned yesterday from the Chassam Sofer, where the Chassam Sofer was asked the question about the woman who's going to shave her head after she gets married, the Ungarisha woman who's going to shave her head after she gets married. So the Shailu was asked the Chassam Sofer, so doesn't that make her tevila before the wedding? Her hair should be chatzitza, because it's kala omeid ligzos kigosos dami. It's supposed to be, it's going to be shaved off, so shouldn't be as if it's already shaved off, and therefore it's a chatzitza. Her hair should be a chatzitza. So Chassam Sofer says, no, we only say kol omid le is kih when that's the very next step that's going to happen. But if there are multiple steps in the process, namely, she has to get married first, then have the bir rishona, then shave her head, so there are several steps in the process, so then we're not going to say that we jump ahead to the last one. You don't say multiple steps. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, Amar Rav Ashi, Amrisa l'shmeit kamed Rav Nachman. He says, I said over this whole teaching in front of Rav Nachman, this whole din that we had, this whole analysis that we had, that whenever something is omeid, it's as if it already, it's omeid to be kosher, it's as if it had a shasa kosher, and therefore it's already right to be metami to masochlin. I said over this whole thing. So remember how we explained yesterday that when we said that there's a difference between whether there was lina or there wasn't lina, it didn't mean that there's a difference between whether there was actually lina or not. It meant that there was a difference whether it was, oh, I'm sorry, whether there was Zrika or not Zrika before the Lina. It didn't mean whether there was Zrika or not Zrika. It meant whether it was Roy Lizrika before the Lina or not Roy Lizrika before the Lina. He says, no, I feel the tema lun mamish. So Rav Nachman responded, no, you could even take it very literally. I feel the tema de pigel bezrika. You could even say that it was lun mamish and it was mefagel bezrika. De ibai parik amar, ibai havazarik lo amrinan. Big difference. We will say that if you wanted to, you could have been porek, you could have been poda. That's where we'll say it's considered that as if it was already nifta, like by the para aduma that it's sitting on the mareches. We say since if you wanted to have been poda, you could have. It's as if it was already nifta. But to say ibai zarek, that if you wanted you could have been zarek the dam, that we're not going to say. Why? Why do we say that you could have been poda and that will change the whole status? But if you could have been zarek, that's not enough to change. That we don't consider that. So Rashi writes because there's a big difference. When it comes to pidyon doesn't require any action. Zrika is an action. So when it comes to anything that involves a maisa, we're not going to say, oh, since you could have done it, we'll consider it as if you did it. That's an action. We're not going to say that. When it comes to something that doesn't require an action, it's just pidyon, it's just bepe, you're poda something, so then we'll say the fact that you could have done it makes it as if you did it. That's Rashi's chiluk. Sfasema says there are more chilukim to be made. Sfasema says a little bit differently. The chiluk between zrika and pidya is that zrika comes to be matya the basa, mutar, and therefore it's considered a maisa gadol. Pedia doesn't come to be matir, it comes to be misalik the iser. It moves the iser over onto something else. It's not matir an iser. So it's a much less chash of a maisa. A very interesting chilik, that there's a big difference between taking an iser and making it disappear versus taking an iser and moving it over onto a different item. So when the maisa is such a maisa gadol that you're going to make an iser disappear, we're not going to say that the fact that you could have done it makes it as if you already did it. When the mice is not such a major mice, it just moves the iser over from one side to the other, then we will say the fact that you could have done something will make it ki'ilu you did it. That's one chiluk Sfasemis comes up with. Another chiluk Sfasemis mentions is that maybe the fact that pedia is something that you could do even later on. So we're going to say kol omid liftos is kapadu dami. You could do the pidyon right now. As opposed to zrikas hadam, if you already were more mefagel bezrika, you already had a machsheves pigel during the zrika, so now it's too late. Now you can't do the zrika anymore. So since at that point, once you already did this action being mefagel bezrika, that will have it will ruin it forever. It's going to be irrevocable. It's something that you can't go back on at all. So maybe that's why we're not going to say kala omeid, that since it could have been done properly, it's ki'ilu it was done properly. Okay, that chiluk I don't understand as much. That does. Why does the fact that later on it's ruined make that before, when it still could have been done properly, it's not kala omid le, is kib. But the first chiluk, I think, resonates a lot. So it says, by the way, just as a derech agav over here, Tosus points out, it says over here that Rav Ashi said this in front of Rav Nachman. So Tosus, if you notice the Dibra Maschil, he says, Amar Rav Ashi, Amris l'shmaita kamei dirav kahana Garcina, not in front of Rav Nachman. Why? V'hu Rav Kahana achron shevi me Rav Ashi, because there was a Rav Kahana that was alive in the days of Rav Ashi. So if Rav Ashi was talking to Rav Kahana, that's good. We want someone who was alive in his days. K'da ashkan b'kama duchti. Avl Rav Nachman lo Garcina, we can't be gorgeous Rav Nachman, de rabu shal Rava haya v'nifter mikame Rava. Rav Nachman was Rava's Rebbe. Rav Nachman died before Rava died. K'disa moed katan, the Gemara moed katan says so. And we know Ubiyom Shemes Rava Nolad Rav Ashi. On the day that Rava died, Rav Ashi was born. So if Rav Nachman died before Rava died, and the day Rava died was the day of Rav Ashi, it would have been impossible for Rav Ashi to talk to Rava, let alone Rav Nachman, who died earlier. So that's why it can't be that Rav Ashi is talking to Rav Nachman. So V'igar Sinan Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Nicha. So if you want to be Goris A Rav Nachman, make it Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, because he was alive in the days of Rav Ashi. Tells just points out a little bit of history of who was alive when. Okay, Meisvei, says the Gemara Vayter, Klal Amar Rabbi Shua, Kol Shoyselo Shas Heter L'Kohanim Ein Molin Ba, V'Kol Shelo Hoyselo Shas Heter L'Kohanim Molin Ba. The rule is, anything that ever had a time where it was mutter for the Kohanim, so then you can't, you won't commit Mi'ila by getting Hana from it. Because it was at one point, it was mutter L'Kohanim, so it doesn't have a full status of Hegdish. But something that was never Hutter L'Kohanim, it was never taken out of its status of Hegdish at all, it retained its full status of Hegdish, so then it's going to be subject to Me'ila. So Ve'ezu Shas Heter L'Kohanim, what kind of things had a Shas Heter L'Kohanim that we're talking about? Shelana, V'shenitmeis, V'sheyatza. Things that had a psolina that became Tamei, or that were Yotzei Chutzlachum, that were Yotzei Chutzlachitzasim, that went outside of the area where you were allowed to have this level of Hegdish. Ve'ezu Hishalo Shas Heter L'Kohanim, and what types of items never had a shas heter l'kohanim, shenishkuta chutz l'zmana, v'chutz l'makoma, v'shekiblu psum v'zarku l'sdama. If, let's say, at the very shchita, or at the very zrika of the item, there was already a psul. So the psul was so early in the process that it never got to be hutter l'kohanim. But if it was a psul, lina, a psul in the lina, a psul in yotze, something like that, in nitma, that could have happened later in the process after it was already hutzel l'kohanim. So katani mia resha. So what does it say? What's a case where it was hutzel l'kohanim? Shalona, v'shenitmeis, v'sheyotza. My love, lana mamish, v'achadi bai havazaraku, v'katani den ma'olin. Isn't the situation of lana where it had a psul lina, where you had a perfectly good karban, you could have done the zrika, you didn't do the zrika, and therefore had a psulina. And we say that you're not going to be moel. Why is it not mi'ila? Because it had a heter l'kohanim. When did it have a heter l'kohanim? You never did the zrika. It had a psalina. You never did the zrika. Oh, you know why it had a hetzel kohanim? Because you could have done the zrika. So don't you see, beferish, that being able to do the zrika, you just told me, we just got through saying that no, you don't say ibay zarek, you could have done the zrika. By pidyon, you'll say such a thing. The zrika, like Rashi says, is a maisa, or like Svasema says, is a total matir, it changes the whole status. We're not going to say ibay that you could have done it. But over here, beferish, that the reason that something that has a psalina is considered to have had a heter lekohanim is because you could have done the zrika before the psalina. So that apparently we do say the fact that you could have done the zrika matters. So says Gemara, lo ru'uya latzeis, ru'uya latame, ru'uya lalin. No, all these cases that we're talking about are cases where it didn't actually have a psalina, didn't actually have any of these situations. Just that it was ro'uy. Avelina mamish mai. What would be the din if it actually had a psalina? Hachnami demo'alin. So then the halacha would be that it would be in violation of meila. So hi kol shahilo shas hetel kohanim kol shalowai shlo shas hetel kohanim. But if that's the case, why does it phrase it as kol shahilo shas hetel kohanim? Rather, it should phrase it kol sheyeshlo shas hetel kohanim ein molin bava kol sheein lo shas hetel kohanim molin bami bailei. That would have been the better phrasing, as Rashi explains. Hayilo shas hetel implies that it had a shah that was ruuya to be matrin to be zorik dam, and then it didn't happen. You were never actually zorik the dam. But kol sheyeshas heter is that kivin shenizrak adam, so that's when it had a shas heter. Meaning, what we're saying is that the Gemara's case, where the case where it's where we say that if it has a psalina, that it's going to be considered a hayilo shas heter, is not where you could have done a zrika. It's where you did do a zrika, that you were zorik the dam and it had a shas heter. So it was roy for a psalina. Elo am Ravashi miila tumak rabbis. Ravashi says no. Anyway, you can't compare the two things. You can't compare the status of Tumas Ochlin to the issue of Mi'ila. Meaning, we're going back to what we originally thought. When it comes to the fact that you could have done Zrika, that's not enough to say, okay, so it's a food and therefore it's Royal Atami Tumas Ochlin. But it is enough to say the fact that you could have done a Zrika, that it had a Shas Hetzel L'Kohanim and therefore is not subject to Mi'ila. So Mi'ila Mishum Kedusha V'Lav Kedushi, because Mi'ila is all totally on whether it's Kadosh or not Kadosh. So if the Kedusha has been removed from it, how's the Kedusha going to return to it? Once you already removed the Kedusha, so the Kedusha is not going to come back magically. But Tuma Mishum Uchla V'lav Uchlahui. Tuma is all about whether it's food or it's not food. So Kalhecha, the Bach skips the next two lines. Kalhecha Delo Mashvilei Uchla V'lo Matami Tuma Sochlin. Whenever it has not yet become a food, so it's not Matami Tuma Sochlin. Since tumah is all dependent on whether it's a food, if you look at Rashi toward the bottom, about 5 lines from the bottom of the page, kolomar ki havi uchla mekabel tumah. When it's a food, it's mekabel tumah. V'kol kama delo havi uchla, and as long as it's not a food, aval gav dechazi lemahavi uchla. Even though it could have been a food, had you just done the zrika, lo mekabel tumah. It's not going to be mekabel tumah. Hilchah lo amrin by zarek. Therefore, we're not going to say by tumas ochlin. We're not going to say ibay zarek. But mi'ila is all tali on the kedusha. So as soon as something is ro'ili zarek, and to be mutaris l'kohanim, so then we're going to say it's as if it's already mutar l'kohanim. It's as if the kedusha has already left it, so the kedusha is not going to come back. But by determining the status of whether something is an ochel or not an ochel, that's practical. That's not metaphysical. That's practical. Is it a food? Is it not a food? Can I eat it or can I not? Well, so long as I didn't do the zrika, I don't care how capable I am of doing the zrika. If I didn't do the zrika, bottom line is I cannot eat it. So therefore, it's not considered an ochel yet. Let's say a person brings a carbon nashim talui. Right, nashim talui is you had two pieces of meat in front of you. One was chaylev and one was shuman. One was kosher fats and one was non-kosher fats. And you ate one of them, but you have no idea which one you ate. So since you don't know, it's a suffix, whether you did the aver, you bring carbon nashim talui. So what if you bring the nashim talui and then minod l'shlo chata? Then it turns out that you discover that you ate the perfectly kosher food. So it turns out you were never chayiv a carbon in the first place. place. So then what's the din? Im ad shelo nishchat nodelo. So if before you shechted the carbon, you already discover that that you ate the kosher food, so yetze v'yira be'eder, Rameir holds, let the animal go amongst your other chulin animals, the kedusha doesn't exist. The animal is not kadosh at all. You only were makdish it al tanai that you were chayiv a carbon, but it turns out you weren't chayiv a carbon. Animals free to go. The chum say no. Yira achisay v'yimachar v'yipludam v'nedava. Let it go graze, develop a mum, and then you'll sell it, and you'll and the money will go for a nedava, for a carbon nedava. Meaning the rabbanon hold that mitoch shalibo nokfo gamaru makdishla. Since he was convinced at the time that he was mafresh the carbon, that he was in fact chayiv a carbon, he decided to be makdish it with a lev shalem, even if he even if it turns out that he wasn't chayiv, so the carbon still has kedusha. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Yakriv, Shemenu Baal Chetzeh, Harei Baal Chetacher. Rabbi Lezer, very positive attitude, says, might as well be Makrivit, because if it wasn't this Avera, I'm sure there were others, so let it cover some other Avera that you did, so you might as well be Makrivit. So Misha Nishchat Nodelo, that's all if you found out before you shechted it. What if you find out after you shechted it? Misha Nishchat Nodelo, Hadam Yishafech Vabasu Yisarev. If you found out after you shechted it, so then spill the dam out and burn the blood. Nizrak, and burn the meat. Nizrak Hadam, let's say you already did the Zrikas Adam, Habasu Yachal, then you could eat the meat. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Afilu Adam, because Yizorek, Vahabasu Yachal. Even if the blood is already in a kos, so then you could still be Zorek the Dam and eat the meat. Vahamar Rava, and Rava said, Rabbi Yossi, Beshitas Rabbi Shimon Amar, Damra Kalami Lizro, Kazarek Dami. That Rabbi Yossi is following Rabbi Shimon's Shita, that anything that's Omi Lizro is Kazarek Dami. So therefore, if it's in a kos, it's if you already did the Zrika. Why are we bringing all this in? That, there's your big question mark right there, because the kasha is on Rav Ashi and Rav Nachman, because over here, even though you weren't actually Zorek, we allow you to be Zorek and to eat it, meaning we consider it to be something that's ochel, that you're allowed to eat, even though you didn't do the Zrika, because we consider it as soon as it's royal Zrika, that the Zrika was already done. Even in regards to making it something that's an ochel, to making something food. We just got through saying that no, we're not going to say kalorim of the Zrikas, because Zrika dami when it comes to the food status, because food is very practical. Yet over here we're talking about food, we're talking about eating it. And yet we still say kalorim of the Zrikas, because Zaruk dami. So it says, no, midi hutaima, no, you got the wrong reason over there as to why he said you could be Zorik and eat it. I'm Rav Mishred Rabbi Yossi Rechanina, Hainu Taim Rabbi Yossi, to Ksavak Klishis Mekachin Absul Lechadchil Lekarev. He holds it when you put something in the klishares, lechadchila makes it royally karev. It's not that it was something that wasn't royally karev, but since prior to you finding out it was already omid lezrika, that's what makes it royally karev. No, it's royally karev because you put it in a klishares. As soon as you put something in a klishares, it becomes royally karev. A totally different svara, nothing to do with anything. So I'm the Ravashi the Rav Kahana. So Ravashi says to Rav Kahana the following: Midam Rabbi Shimon Kamal Lizro Kazarak Dami. If you're gonna, if Rabbi Shimon holds that anything that's ra'u to be nizrak is as if it's ready nizrak, Kolam Lizrof Nami Kazarak Dami. The Mistami he would say anything that's ra'u to be burnt, it's as if it's already been burnt on the mizbeach. So no saru para amay mita, or even not on the mizbeach, whatever it has to be burnt. So no saru para amay mita mitu masochlin. Afro bialmaninu, very strong kasha. Why should no sar or the para duma ever be mitami to masochlin? After all, it's afro bialma. It's a piece. It's dirt. Why is it dirt? Why it's ashes? Why is it ashes? Because it's omid lisrof. So if you can say kol omid lisrof, you should say kol omid lisrof also. And if it's kasarif, it should be like ashes. Ashes are not food. Ashes can't be metami to masochlin. So I'm like chibas hakodesh machshartan. He says no. Chibas hakodesh has the ability to make it roy for tuma, even though in a chinami it should really be ashes. The fact that it's hegdish, that it's so chashuv because it's hegdish, makes it considered something that's right to become tame. So Ravina Ravashi, Ravina says Ravashi, yeah, Nihidim Mahani Luchibus Hakadosh Lavsuli Degufe Lukriy Tami Namini Lemimni Be Rishon Visheni. Would you say that that Chibus Hakadosh would make it tame enough that it would even be able to be tame other things to start making Rishon Visheni? So Tifshat to buy Reish Lakish. If that's the case, you would be able to answer Reish Lakish's Shaila that Sarid Shel Menachos. Let's say you had a dry clump of a carbon mincha that never got mixed with oil. Monubar Rishon Visheni or Ain Monubar Rishon Visheni. Now a dry clump never got mixed with oil means it was never hukshar lekabel tuma. If it was never hukshar lekabel tuma, what are we talking about? Can it be mitami other things? No. it is roi lekabel tuma, not because it touched oil and never touched oil. It's roi lekabel tuma because it's chibas hakodesh. And Reish Lakish wanted to know: is chibas hakodesh enough not only to make it tamei, but to allow it to make other things tamei? So now you have your answer because you just said that it is. So he said, no. Kimi baile the Reish Lakish dar raisa. Reish Lakish wanted to know: midar raisa is it enough to be tamei other things? Kika amrina and rabbanan. We want to know if mitrabbanan, when we're saying that it is mitame other things, mitrabbanan, it's definitely mitame other things, just based on Chibas HaKadosh alone. Reish Lakish thought maybe even mitaraisa it should be. Now, Tosas Masech Sota, we mentioned yesterday, asked a very important kasha. Tosas Masech Sota of Chavheim and Beis says, well, what's this whole Gemara's kasha over here? That since it's only this sort of it's Ksarf Dami, therefore it should have a din of just dirt or ashes, and therefore it should not be mitame to Masochlin. So he said, forget that. Forget about the Kalome Lizra, Kazarik Dami, Kalome Lisrof, Kesarav Tami, even according to the Rabbanon who don't hold Kola Omid Le is Ki, there's another concept. Kitusei Mechta Shiure. The concept that something that's also ba'na, that you have to burn, it's as if the shear is not there. It's as if it's cut up into a bunch of little pieces. So anything that you need a shear for, like Tumas Ochlin, which needs a shear kibetza, you don't have the shear anyway. Why is the kasha only within Rabbi Shimon, asks Tosfos? And that's Kolomi Liz Kis, so you should say Kolomi Liz from Ksarv Tami. The kasha should even be within the Rabbanan. Kitusei Mechta Shiure. That since it has to be burnt because it's Aser, so it's as if it's chopped up a bunch of little pieces. So Tosfos answers that the Gemara already realized that Chibas HaKodesh is a good answer to get around Kitusei Mechta Shiure. The Gemara did not yet realize that Chibas HaKodesh is a good enough answer to also get around Kola Omed Le Ke. So the Gemara assumed that according to Rabbanon, yeah, Chibas HaKodesh of course is enough to say that it's not going to be Kitusei Mechta Shiure, it's not going to be like it's chopped up into little pieces. The Chibas HaKodesh is mitzarif, it makes it like it's one big thing. But the Gemara didn't yet realize that Chibas HaKodesh would be enough to get around the Kolomi Lisrof Kesarav Dami issue. So yesterday we mentioned how the Achronim deal with this difference between Kitusei Mechtas versus Kolomi Lisrof Kesarav Dami. So Minchas Baruch writes that the din of Kitusei Mechta Shiure doesn't apply to Tumas Ochlim. It's not going to matter for Tumas Ochlim. He says Kitusei Mechta Shiure is only when you have a shear of something that requires a real shear, like a shofar has a shear, how big a shofar has to be. A lulav has a shear, how big a lulav has to be. When it comes to Tumas Ochlim, the shear of a kibetza is not because there's a din that there's some random din that this is the shear. The din of a shear kibetza is based on the fact that the Gemara holds, the Gemara says that anything that is Roy lechel bebas achas, that mikol ha'ochel asher ye'achel, we need it to be an ochel shata ochel bebas achas. How much food are you ochel bebas achas? A kibetza of food. So the din is a practical din. So even if it's cut up into a bunch of little pieces, I could still be ochel bebas achas. That's still the amount I'm going to be ochel bebas achas. So you don't need a tziruf in the shear. When do you need a tziruf in the shear? When the shear is just a magical shear. It's just a shear that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. You need the lulav to be this long, you need the shofar to be that big. But when it's a practical shear, so then even if it's cut up into little pieces, it fits that shear, that's going to still work. That's the Minchas Baruch. Torah's Gittin suggests different. He says, no, Kitusei Mechta Shiure is, it just means that we view the item as if it's chopped up into little pieces. If you have a kibetza of ochlin that's chopped up into little pieces, so it's still metame to mesochlin. You have a bowl of rice, that's a kibetza, so that's still metame to mesochlin. Even though it's a bunch of little pieces and they're not one unit, the halacha by to mesochlin is that it doesn't need to be one unit. You have a lulav that's chopped up into little pieces, so that's no good. That's Kitusei Mechta Shiure, that's going to be puzzle. So that's why Kitusei, but Kolomi Lisrof Kesarav Dami, if your food was ashes instead of food, so that's a bigger problem, because then it wouldn't be Metame to myself, because it's not a food at all anymore. My bowl of rice is a food. It's just not all one unit, so that's fine. That's still Metame to myself. But if something that's ashes, that's not Metame to myself at all. That's the explanation of the Torah's Gittin that we mentioned yesterday also. Not sure if I said it clearly, yes, I was a little nervous during yesterday's daf. Okay, so the let's finish up, and then if we have time, we'll go back. Says Mishnah, Ha'omer harei alai b'machvas. If a person says, I hereby declare I'm going to bring a karban in a machvas, a karban minchas machvas, v'hevi marcheshes, and instead he brings in a marcheshes. Remember, we had this discussion, what the difference is between a machvas and a marcheshes. Machlokes Rishonim, Rashi holds that a machvas just has, it's a very wide kli with very short walls, and the shemen that's put in it goes all across the whole kli, and therefore the mincha that's made in it, that's fried in it, becomes very hard because all the shemen doesn't get totally absorbed into the flour. Marcheshes is a deep kli, so it's a narrow deep kli, and therefore the shemen gets completely absorbed in the flour, and therefore you're left with a much softer loaf. However, the Rambam, Rabbeinu Gershom, and the Bar Tanura all say that no, the machvas and the marcheshes are basically the same size, but the machvas doesn't have any defunos at all. It has no base kibble. It has no walls to hold any shemen in. So how do you keep the shemen from spilling out? So what you have to do is you have to make a much thicker dough. And because you make a much thicker dough, that's why it's harder. Whereas by the marcheshes, since it has walls that will stop the shemen from coming out, you can make a blila raka, you can make a very thin dough, and that's why it's going to be soft. You need the same amount of shemen, the same amount of flour. How do you make one thin, one thick? How much water you add in? If you add a lot of water, so then it'll be a thinner dough. You add a little water, it'll be a thicker dough. So anyway, person says he's going to bring carbon machvas, and he brings a minchas marcheshes, or marcheshes vevi machvas, vice versa. Masha hevi hevi. So his carbon that he brought is a good carbon, but he still needs to bring another one. The one that he said he was going to bring, he still needs to bring. But let's say he looks at the flour and the oil, he says, Zu lahavi b'machvas. This flour and oil, I'm going to bring in a machvas. Not general, I'm going to bring a minchas machvas. This is going to be my minchas machvas. V'hevi b'marcheshes, and he brings it in as marcheshes. Marcheshes, v'hevi b'machvas, or vice versa. Harei z'psula. Then it's possible, because he didn't do what he said he was going to do. So that carbon is possible. Ha'omer harei alai shnei asron is another case. A person says, I'm going to bring two esronos, lavi b'kliyachad, and I'm going to bring both esronim of flour in one kli, vehevi b'shnei kelim. Then he ends up bringing them in two kelim, b'shnei kelim, vehevi b'kliyachad. He says he's going to bring it in two kelim, and then he ends up bringing it in one kli, mashe hevi hevi v'dechavasa lo yatsa. So that which he brought, but he's not yotzei. His chiyuv. So, meaning the carbon that he brought is a good carbon, he just has to go and do it again now the way he said he was going to do it. But what if he doesn't just say, I'm going to bring a carbon of two esronos in one kli? He says, Elu b'kli echad. These two esronos of flour are going to go in one kli. Vehevi b'shnei kelim, and instead he brings them in two kelim. Or b'shnei kelim vehevi b'kli echad, vice versa. Hare elu psulin, then it's going to be puzzle. Hare alai, third case. Hare alai shnei esronos lavi b'kli echad. Let's say the guy says, I'm going to bring two esronos in one kli. Vehevi b'shnei kelim, and he brings the two esronos in two kelim. So people see what he's doing. Amrullah, they say, wait, b'kli echad adarta. You're not doing what you said. You said you're going to bring it in one kli. Hikriven b'shnei kelim. So and he anyway goes and brings him in two kelim psul, and then it's pasul. But if when yelled at, he goes back b'kli echad and he puts him in one kli k'sher, and it's going to be kosher, even though he split it into two different kelim already. We assume he didn't have full das to really split it. He wasn't thinking. That's why he split it into two different kelim. Hare alai b'shnei esronos lavi b'shnei kelim. Let's say he says, I'm going to take shnei esronos in two different kelim vehevi b'kli echad, and he brings it in one kli. And again, normally they say to him, no b'shnei kelim nadarta. You doing against what you said. You said you're going to bring it in two kelim. Hikriven b'shnei kelim k'sherin. So if he goes and he changes his mind and he goes back to what he originally said, he brings in two kelim, it's kosher. Nasal kliyachad k'shtei menachas nesarvu. But if he puts them both in the same kli, then it has a din of two karbanos mincha that are mixed together. What is the din when two karbanos mincha mixed together? So the halacha is, Rashi points out, if you take a kemitza from each one without having, even though they're mixed in the same kli, they're on separate sides of the kli, and they're sufficiently separated from each other that you could take a kemitza from each one separately without having the other one mix in, so that's going to be kosher. If they're so mixed in that you can't take a kemitza from each one, then it's going to be pasul. So says Gemara, why do I need the first two cases in the Mishnah? Both a case where he promises a machlas brings marcheshes, and a case where he promises one kli brings two, or vice versa. Why do I need both of those situations? The tzricha, diash min hakamaisa, had I only been told about the machlas marcheshes business, I would say that's really bad, because he said he was going to bring one type of carbon, he's bringing a totally different type of carbon. But if he brings the same type of carbon, just it's that he brings in fewer kalim or more kalim, but it's the right type of kalim, I might think that that's a kiyum of his neder as well. And had it only told me the case of the two and the one, two kalim and one kli, I would say mishum tukap paliglahu. I would say because he's dividing a mincha gadol into two smaller karbanos mincha, two smaller ones. So that's why that's why it's a problem. But when you're bringing one carbon, and it's the same ingredients, you're bringing one carbon, the same amount of flour, the same amount of oil, just in a different pan, I might think that's not nearly as big of a problem. So tzricha, that's why we need to be told both cases. Tan Rabban, we have in the Braisa a third shita, a second shita that disagrees with the Mishnah. Masha hevi hevi bidei nidra lo yatsa. So that's the shita we had in our Mishnah, that whatever you brought, okay, that's good. You said machvas, you brought marcheshes, that's fine, the marcheshes is kosher, but you still have to be yotzi your neder by bringing machvas. But Rabbi Shimon Omer, af yidei nidro nami yotza, you're even yotzi your neder. Forget about that, it's kosher. Yeah, it's kosher, it's better than kosher. It's a kiyum of the neder. He holds that that we don't have to worry about the difference between machvas and marcheshes, that you're even yotzi the neder. And Rashi points out the kasavar kviyusa demana lav klihu, that when you when you establish the item, so that's not, well, the girsa changed on the side, is lav klumhu. When you establish the item in a kli, that doesn't really do anything. That doesn't mean anything. Okay, Mr. Shem will pick up from the two dots tomorrow. Yeah.